Experts say university campuses are increasingly polarised, with academics fearful of speaking out and university leaders trying to protect staff from internet trolls. Debates about free speech erupted in August 2018 when Don Brash was initially stopped from speaking at Massey University. And then in 2021, when seven professors at the University of Auckland signed a letter about Mātauranga Māori in the NCEA science curriculum. The issue of free speech has again flared up at Te Heranga Waka Victoria University of Wellington in the past few weeks. Ellen O'Dwyer reports.
Dr. Michael Johnston, a senior fellow at free market think tank the New Zealand Initiative, is part of a panel about free speech on campus at Victoria University that was originally postponed due to a backlash about the perceived right-wing leanings of the panel, including him. The university said it reformatted and added a diversity of panellists to the event after listening to feedback from staff and student groups. It will be moderated by RNZ's Corin Dann. Dr. Johnston, a former academic and associate dean of education at the university, says campuses are becoming increasingly polarised.
The best way out of that is a free and open sharing and contesting of ideas. That's what the university is supposed to be a venue for, and we shouldn't want to curtail that in any way.
Concerns about free speech aren't limited to Victoria University. The University of Canterbury is currently reviewing its policy on academic freedom, which law professor Ursula Chair says is the subject of vigorous debate.
Certainly happening that universities are drawing up policies relating to academic freedom and attempting to guide it, which again I don't believe complies with the law and is of great concern, and I certainly do think there is an atmosphere in universities of academics becoming more afraid to speak on certain issues.
Victoria University Vice-Chancellor Professor Nick Smith is consulting staff and students on a set of principles about public discourse discussions and hosting alternative views on campus. These principles include that conversations should be respectful, mana-preserving and evidence-based, and that the content of conversations should align with the university's values. Dr. Johnston has criticised some of the principles for potentially limiting free speech. But Professor Smith says that's not the intent, and he is trying to protect staff who speak out from those who attack them, including internet trolls.
My hope is that actually we can embrace and lean into uncomfortable and challenging conversations. I don't think that having an uncomfortable and difficult conversation is in any way counter to having that speech in a way that's respectful, evidence-based and delivered with humility.
ACT leader David Seymour says the Education and Training Act will be changed within the next 2 years to require universities to adopt a free speech policy if they want to receive government funding. He expects universities to adopt a similar model to the free speech policy of the University of Chicago.
It should be very clear that people are able to express views that others may not like, but claims of emotional harm or emotional safety are not a sufficient reason to prevent somebody from speaking.
Professor Smith says he doesn't want the government's policy to have a chilling effect on academics or students who have nuanced views or who change their mind.
As universities, it's really important that we can support our academics, that we can support experts, that we can support the middle ground, who can bring context and nuance and evidence to these discussions to be participants. And we don't just end up with the polarised extremes shouting at each other from what they each are asserting as the high moral ground.
Dr. Johnston says controversial, even dangerous ideas must be confronted at universities.
You put up your hand at question time and get stuck in. We need to have a more robust culture for the exchange and discussion of ideas. I think that's what's new, is that now that seems to be a controversial idea in itself.
The issues will be discussed at the Victoria University event, titled The Role of Universities in Supporting Free Speech, on May the 28th.